153. Become a better HR professional. Many years ago, when I had a real job, I worked in human resources management. I recall a company-wide meeting once where the HR team was accused of not being human and only having resources. When I heard this, I started to understand that our job was very administration-based for the people who work for us. If we were only focusing on the admin and missing the people, we were missing a great deal of our role for the company, not to mention job satisfaction for the people on my team. Unfortunately, this was well before I was trained in the skills of NLP. Now, however, I get the opportunity to train, consult, and coach HR professionals. The most common topic or theme? Communication, interpersonal relationships, managing and motivating, recruiting, and getting the human back into the resources. As an HR professional, you will come to understand the diversity of your role and the impact you can have on your company, both positively and negatively. As a cost center for most companies, you will not always have the financial or time support from other departments to access the resources you need to promote positive change and well-being for the company. However, as a team member and a person of influence, you can make a positive and proactive change, just by starting with you and the HR team. The most impact you will be able to have with your NLP skills and human resources is in communication, change management, and recruitment. A foundational element of NLP is communication and understanding how each person has their individual communication preferences, filters, and beliefs. When you can identify these filters, you have more ability to get your message across with ease. The NLP communication skills take into account verbal, nonverbal, and written communication, allowing you to be a better communicator across all mediums of communication. A lot of people don't like change because it contains a large element of uncertainty and ambiguity. From your NLP training, you will learn how to filter information through their psychological makeup, and you will then be more effective at helping facilitate change while leading people through the change in different ways. For example, a person may not like change, but will adapt to it better having some certainty about the process. Another person may get overwhelmed with the details of change, and so more of a big picture approach may be needed. Finally, recruitment is a key aspect to many HR departments. Unfortunately, too much of the recruitment is being outsourced these days, which can create a communication gap. However, if your company still works with recruitment, there are amazing tools that better ensure the right candidate secures your jobs. You will learn dynamic tools like building rapport, watching eye accessing cues to identify where people are accessing stored memories from, questioning techniques that will allow you to go below the surface to gain better understanding about the candidate's unconscious processing, values-based interviewing to find out what truly is important to a person for career success, and most importantly, you will be able to work with managers to identify what psychological mindsets are required for success and profile candidates according to the needs of the role and company. Personally, you will also benefit from learning NLP. All the skills and tools that you'll learn can be easily applied to your own personal life as well as in the business world. When you can step into NLP as a personal growth tool, you'll also learn how to better communicate and manage yourself. Isn't it time to put the human back into your resources and get the most job satisfaction and the best results you can for yourself, your team, and your company?